The Triumphal Entry of Christ. Jesus Knew Where He Was Going. By Pastor Mark Hornbaker, First Baptist Church, Lewis, Kansas.
Matthew chapter 21. Matthew 21. This particular chapter really emphasizes the triumphal entry of Christ as it begins here through verse 11. Jesus knew where he was going. His life had a purpose. Sometimes it's important for us to look at our own lives and see, what is my purpose? What does God want me to do? Sometimes people ask me, what are you going to do today, Pastor? I'm never quite sure. You know, I have some plans to do certain things during a day, but sometimes God changes those plans. How about you and your life? You know, does your life take little side trips? Does God put different things in your life than what you expect? When Jesus comes to Jerusalem for the last time, when he was on earth, he'd been to Jerusalem a lot of times. He realized why he was coming. He knew that he would face the cross. He knew. Do you like to shun your responsibilities? To get away from the hard things? Scripture says he knew that as Jesus knew, our very thoughts are intense. He was made like unto us, but without sin. All those things are key. Because Jesus wanted to know what we were going through. He wanted to feel those things, know those things. Because he wanted to sympathize with us. He wanted to meet our need. Now, I realize when Jesus was facing the cross, he went to Gethsemane. He prayed. And he asked God to take those things away. But he concluded saying, not my will, but thine be done. Sometimes we don't listen to what God's will is. Sometimes we go our merry way down through life, if you will, and don't listen to what God is trying to tell us. I believe God is speaking to us every day. And we need to learn to listen. Listen. Jesus came to Jerusalem. He knew why he was coming. And he wanted the people to know why he was coming. That's why he came the way he came. He wanted them to know who he was, what he was about. The Son of God is also the Prince of Peace. And that's exactly the way he came, riding on that little donkey. He came not on a great white charger, although he will come on a great white charger the next time. He came on that little donkey that had never been ridden. And I know what horses are, let alone donkeys are, when they've never been ridden. Right? If I got on the donkey, I assure you, the donkey would try to pitch me off. And he would probably succeed today because I'm not the cowboy I used to be. That reminds me, when I went to school and was learning about preaching, because I couldn't preach a lick when I started. I can barely preach now, but that's beside the point, because God can use anybody He calls to be His servant. And God can use you to do things you don't expect Him to use you to do. God wants you to know all it takes is you and Him to have a great victory. We got to be willing, because He'll make us ready and able. I learned a few things in school, but you know what? I learned more when I came back to that church in Hutchinson after I'd finished and served under my pastor, who's still my pastor at 92. God bless him and Mary Ann. They've been so good to Laura and me. They've been mentors. They've been teachers. Let me put it this way. He taught me more in 2 years than I learned in 4 years in school. I'm serious. Practical, daily things you need to learn to be in the ministry. But praise God, God does that. God works that way. That's just the way God is. He takes you right where you are, and He takes you wherever He wants you to be. And you better hang on, because sometimes it might be a rough ride. But listen, it was not a rough ride when Jesus got on the colt. Why? Because He's in charge. And the little donkey knew it.
Amen.
The little donkey knew it. He's the man. It's kind of like today they say, who's your daddy? He is. Jesus knows exactly everything. You know, we've been doing some little bit of study about those kind of things in the past in our Sunday school class, haven't we, here? And it's good for us to think on those things and ponder on those things when you've known the Lord a while. You need some challenges. You need to grow and continue to grow in Christ and develop and become all that you can be. Amen? God wants us to become more and more like His Son, Jesus Christ, every day. And people, it's a growing process to become what God wants us to be. And Jesus knew exactly where everybody was. He knew where every situation was in people's lives around Him. He knew what they expected. He knew what the time was. He knew, in fact, that people, the Jewish people, expected their Messiah to come back right then. I'll tell you what, we don't know the day or the hour, but things are looking more and more like He's going to come soon. I'm just telling you, look in the Middle East. Look at that area. Look how many people hate the Jewish people. It's going to be worse when Jesus comes. Read the book. It'll tell you. As Jesus came on His way from Jericho to Jerusalem, about a 22-mile trek uphill. By the way, the ascent is so steep that it can be nice down here in Jerusalem, and it could be blustery and cold up at up in, did I say it? I got them switched, didn't I? I did one of those, what do you call that? There was a guy who was really famous for putting things backwards. Okay, Jericho to Jerusalem, okay? Jericho to Jerusalem. A rise and ascent from below sea level to above sea level, considerably. At any rate, as he comes up over the hill and he goes through Bethpage, he knows exactly where he's going to get the colt to ride in on. And he gives them explicit instructions on what to say. Now, if somebody had tied their colt and its mother up here at the hitching rail, and somebody came by and was taken away, don't you think somebody would say something? Yeah. What are you doing? Where are you going? Reminds me on TV, they have this guy drilling something. What do you do? Well, he made a geyser. Wasn't it? He made a geyser?
He had a water line or something.
Yeah, he had a water line. He had an artesian well. Jesus knew exactly where that colt was, and he said, hey guys, when they ask you, what are you doing? Just say, the Lord hath need of them. Why? Why? Because Jesus was going to make it very clear who he was. He's not just anybody. He's not just that prophet from Nazareth. He is the very Son of God. He is the Messiah. He's the promised one. He's the King of kings and Lord of lords. How did the kings come in, the kings of peace come in? Riding an unridden colt. Huh. No wonder the people got excited. No wonder they were ready to say, hallelujah, praise the Lord. Even so, come, Lord Jesus. Right? We might even say the same things ourselves today. When we look in our world and we see all the conflicts and all the trouble going on, aren't we many times ready to say, even so, come, Lord Jesus, it's time? We don't know the time or the hour. We just need to be vigilant. We need to watch and pray that we enter not into temptation. Because I assure you, in the end times, there are going to be people that will yield to the temptation. Just make sure you're not one of those. Amen?
Amen.
He says, go in the village. Tell them the Lord hath need of them. Now, notice, all this was done that might be fulfilled with the prophet saying, tell ye the daughter of Zion, that is, tell Jerusalem and all the people connected with the Jewish system, tell them, behold, thy king cometh unto thee, meek and sitting upon an ass, the foal of an ass. And the disciples went and did as they were commanded. You know, Jesus quotes out of two different texts here, but he always quotes the scripture. You know, Satan quotes scripture too. Mm-hmm. Only problem with him is he changes the scripture. He'll insert a word or two or take a word or two out, right? Oh boy, you can get in trouble. You need to know what God's Word says. Amen?
Amen.
Act on the Word. I like to say, do the Word. Do what God says. Do what you're commanded to do. When Jesus says jump, jump. When he says sit still and know I'm God, sit still and listen to God. Because he's got a message for you. Special message. One day he had a special message for me. He said, I want you to be a preacher. I said, oh me, oh me. I'm the least expecting individual you could have. I can't speak. I'm a Moses. God said, I don't care. I don't care. And you know what? You don't get peace until you say yes to the Lord. Until you say, yes, I'll do what it is you want me to do. What does God want you to do? I believe God is wanting us to continue to work on our youth ministry. Amen? But I'll put another thing in your hat to smoke. No, we don't smoke. Sorry. I've noticed in the time I've been here, the short time I've been here, 34 years, the first Sunday in May, God has increased our Hispanic population substantially. Substantially. There is not one Hispanic ministry I'm aware of, except maybe one in Kinsley, and it's not very big. But the Hispanic population over here in Lewis is almost half of our town. Almost. And it's growing year after year. Guess who's having the babies? I'm just saying, we need to have some kind of a ministry to those people. They need to know the Lord too. Amen?
Amen.
He's not just for white folks. Okay? You go home and pray about it. I'll get you all set up for all kinds of jobs. But I guarantee you, I cannot learn Spanish. I'm too old, too dumb, too... Yeah, I'll find all kinds of interesting exceptions. But seriously, at least half of those kids in school down here speak two languages. They've been here very long. They speak two languages. There's a lot of the parents that don't know English. They need an interpreter for me. I need an interpreter for them. But God is able. I'm here to tell you, God is able to do that work. He's able to bring somebody here, and I'm praying this way, you pray with me. I pray that God will bring somebody bilingual here that is a good candidate for a pastor. And I'm just going to tell you, it's got to be a man that's a pastor. You read the qualifications in Scripture. Okay? I'm just flat out telling you this morning. That's the way it should be. That's the way God said it should be. If you follow the Scripture,
amen.
If you aren't following the Scripture, you're in trouble. And you might be on that road where it says, depart from me, you workers of iniquity. You know, I'm serious. I'm serious this morning. Serious as, you know how serious a heart attack is? It's pretty serious when it comes to you. But that's true. Read the book. And it says it in more than one place. And I realize there's a lot of congregations that have women ministers. But they got a big problem if they got to answer to Jesus. Amen?
Amen.
And we'll all have to answer to him one day. Now, I don't do everything perfect, but things that are real clear, I try to follow. Amen?
Amen.
Amen? And we need to try to stay by the book. Amen?
Amen.
I didn't intend to preach that this morning, but God just brought it out. Sometimes we've just got to hear it. And sometimes we've just got to believe it. If God says it, I believe it. I'm going to follow it. I'm going to walk in faith behind Him. And that's the way all of us got to walk. By faith in the Lord Jesus Christ. Serving Him every day. And by the way, there's ministries for women all over the place. I've got a wife that served the Lord alongside of me for 34 years here. Well, coming in May, a couple months. And we were at Wellsville before that for a while. But we've been at it for 40 years. Maybe that's why I get confused this morning. But a little off the note, off the subject. But God knows it all. I've got to realize, even if I don't understand, I need to follow in faith. Because there's a lot of things I don't understand. And I've been studying it, the old book, for 40 years, and I've studied it more now than I did when I was in school, some 40 plus years ago. And there's always something that I'm finding interesting to me in the Word of God. And I believe we can study the Lord from now until the Lord takes us home, and we'll always be learning something more new, wonderful about Him. Because He's wonderful to me. And He came into that city riding on that donkey, and they were ready to praise the Lord. They were ready to follow Him. They would follow Him to death. If He says, let's start my kingdom right now, I believe it. Because they were expecting their king to come. They were expecting it. I'm serious. They were serious about the Messiah coming, taking over, and getting rid of Rome. They wanted to get rid of it all. And they wanted to be God's people that God blessed right where they were. How are you today? Are you part of God's people today right where you're at? Are you glad you're part of God's people?
Amen.
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 God is good. And you know what? I wish they had been serious about their praising of the Lord. Because just a few days later, remember what they said? Crucify Him. Crucify Him.
Yes.
If you love the Lord, there'll be people that love you, and there'll be people that hate you. And they'd be just as soon and glad if I would leave this town and never come back. I know that. That doesn't bother me. Because I know who's with me. I know who guides me every day. And I'm trusting Him to take me through to the end. And by the way, here's the close. I'm looking up. I'm trusting up. Because I know the Lord is coming for me and you if you love Him. And we won't have a thing to worry about there.
Amen.
Because He will be with us. And I'm certainly glad the Scripture says He will wipe away every tear from our eye. Because I know that you and I will probably have some loved ones left here when we depart. Well, I've got a burden for the lost. They need Jesus.
it's too late. Thank you, Jesus. I pray that God will give you a burden too. A burden you can't let go of. That God will empower you and work through you to make a difference in this community. Because God can do it. God can do it. And God did do it. Let's pray. Lord, thank you for your word. Thank you for your people. Lord, help us to see those around us that need the Lord. Help us to be faithful and true to our calling. Help us, Lord, to listen to you. Thank you, Lord, for your people here. Thank you for their faithfulness. God, I pray that you give them grace and strength every day. Thank you, Lord, how you use us to be a blessing. Continue to use us, we pray, in Christ's name. Amen.